Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to Annenberg Radio News for the noon hour on this October 6th. I'm Aaron Hendel. Local Syrian Americans are protesting Russian intervention in Syria today. They are rallying on the steps of the Russian consular office in Santa Monica. Rania Anifstos brings us more.
The Russian intervention in Syria started last week as a response to Islamist terror groups, specifically the Army of Conquest, gaining power in Syria. Samir Twer, an organizer of today's rally, says that the protests today will show local Syrians' disagreement with Russian involvement in their country.
It will be raising voices loud to say that no to Russian intervention, and they should be out of Syria.
Twer hopes that today's protests will raise awareness to people throughout the world.
Any movement here, I think it will be welcomed by American people, and it will be also heard not just nationwide, but probably worldwide.
A couple hundred people are expected to participate in the protest. Rania Niftos, Annenberg Radio News.
One suspect is in custody today after the Los Angeles Police Department began an investigation into a suspicious video posted online. The video was shared on Instagram and appears to threaten police officers. It shows a man holding a handgun while watching an officer exit his police car. Police believe the video may have been a part of a media stunt from a rap music group. The suspect had a prior conviction and was arrested for possession of a firearm. Another suspect is still at large. The shooting on the campus of Umpqua Community College in Roseburg, Oregon last week has California politicians talking about guns on school properties. Nick Ring has more on potential new legislation.
California could prohibit guns on school campuses pending the governor's approval of a bill that has already passed the state legislature. The pending law allows possession of a firearm within 1,000 feet of a school with a permit. Many believe that California is behind on this particular aspect of gun control. 39 states already prohibit those even with a permit from carrying a concealed weapon within a school zone. The bill has been in the works for over a year, but has gained more attention recently after last week's shooting in Roseburg, Oregon. Nick Ring, Annenberg Radio News.
Trading of the LA-based company American Apparel was suspended today on the New York Stock Exchange. The company filed for bankruptcy yesterday after racking up $300 million of debt. The company will be delisted from the stock exchange as soon as owners privatize the popular clothing brand. It's still uncertain whether American Apparel will stay in the United States or head to Asia, where labor is cheaper. American Apparel employs about 4,600 workers in Southern California. If you're a faithful iPhone user, Microsoft's new smartphone could be a game changer. Sarah Cagle has the story.
Microsoft is unveiling a new smartphone today the company says works like a PC. The Lumia 950 is self-cooling and will be available with a 5.2 or 5.7-inch screen. At a Microsoft unveiling event today, Panos Panay, the Surface Vice President, said the highlight is the glance screen technology, meaning users can see important information without pressing any buttons.
And now I have a picture of my kids. I know what my next meeting is. Says I'm supposed to be here. That's good. I also know how many mails I have, how many texts I have, what time is it, what date is it. I didn't touch anything.
The phone features a 20-megapixel camera with a red-eye preventing flash. It also makes action photos clearer.
I don't care if the image is moving or I'm moving. It's going to be clear. It is absolutely a gorgeous, gorgeous camera.
It has all the features of Windows 10, so users can get Microsoft Office and Skype on their phones. The new products will be available in November. Sarah Cagle, Annenberg Radio News.
Two scientists won the Nobel Prize in Physics today for their work in the same category. Canadian physicist Arthur MacDonald received the award for his discovery that neutrinos, or small neutral elementary particles, actually do have mass. Takaki Kajita of Japan revealed that these neutrinos actually switch identities on their way to Earth from the Sun. The pair will split the winnings of $1 million. That's it for this hour. Check back at 4 for an update. For Annenberg Radio News, I'm Aaron Hendel.